Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to John Talk Radio. This is John, and I'm talking on the radio, and that's why we called it that. When I started this show in 2008, actually the first episode was in November the 15th of 2008, and I had just come back from the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and talked to these guys at Ghostly Talk, and I was blown away by their radio station that wasn't on the radio, and they taught me about online radio, and I went on to set this up, and I had no name for it, so I just put John Talk Radio there, which is really clever, but it stuck through the years. So there we go. And tonight is our 1,000th episode, and really appreciate being able to do this. A couple of callers. David, are you on?
Yes, John. I want to congratulate you for 1,000th show. I'm always glad when I get a chance to be with you on air. And I hope you have 1,000 more of them.
Yeah, let's take it one day at a time, brother. But it's when I was coming up the stairs tonight to do this show, I thought, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that I've sat down, you know, and did 1,000 of these things. And actually, a lot of shows have gone across the world. And I was interviewing people, you know, from all over the place. And it was and is a privilege to be able to talk to all the musicians. And you, David, and John have been great on the show as rock historians and have brought a lot of information to the show and made me laugh a lot.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun, and I'm always looking forward to it. And one day we're both going to announce when Mott the Hoople gets in the Hall of Fame.
You know, I might be able to get one of the members on this show. I just
I'd
have
love
to
you
do
get
it.
Morgan Fisher, if you could get him
yeah.
on there, I'd be great.
Oh, well, we could try. I mean, all you can do, David, is ask, and they could say yes or no.
Yes. But, John, I just wanted to call and congratulate you again. And I'm really looking forward to being working with you tomorrow night. And
yeah.
God bless and have a great show.
Thank you, David. Yeah, we're having the Timmons Brothers on tomorrow night, and it's going to be a really good show. It's going to talk about the first album that all of us bought that influenced us to all the kind of music that we liked. I also have another caller, 845-729. Would you like to say anything on John Talk Radio?
Hey, John, it's Duncan and Tell of the Stray Bananas, just wishing you a very happy 1,000th show.
Happy 1,000th.
Hey, hey, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. We've had a lot of fun. I mean, I started listening to you guys' music, and I thought I fell in love with it. And then I fell in love with you guys because you're just so real and wonderful and great people and great human beings. And it's always wonderful to hear your music. And, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You've made it happen, too. So it wouldn't be much without guests.
I really appreciate that. It's always fun talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. And well, you guys got anything going on? New albums, new music, anything happening?
We are working on a surprise for Halloween where we're going to do a couple country song type songs that'll be released. It's going to be kind of like psychedelic country, so that might be a little fun coming out.
Ooh, that sounds good, like Country Joe and the Fish type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always thought of him kind of like that. Well, it's always good to hear your music, guys. And for people that are listening to this, tell everyone your website or where they can go and find your music.
Sure. TheStripeBananas.bandcamp.com. You can check out and stream our music. You can also purchase vinyl records there. And you can also find us on Twitter at The Stripe Banan.
You guys are all over social media, so that's awesome. When do you think the first time you were on? How many years has that been? Like 4 or 5 years ago? Does that sound
right?
Oh,
it's been a while. Yeah, maybe 2013, because I think it was around Lady Sunshine.
Yeah,
might have been the first time we were on. So yeah, about 7 years ago.
That's incredible. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they were telling me, we just did an interview, and I looked it up, and it was 10 years ago. So I thought, are we doing this in 10-year intervals now? Is that what's happening when you get old and you're thinking, oh, that only happened 10 years ago? But, yeah, it's awesome, guys. Thank you so much for the kind words and being a part of the show. It's just been a blast to have you guys on. And one thing that when we did, it hasn't been that long since we've done an interview, but one thing we didn't mention, I don't think, was the artwork on your, or maybe we did, but I was just blown away by the artwork on your latest album.
Yeah. That was hand painted by a Chicago artist named Sarah Gossett. And she actually works with a number of psych bands. So we reached out to her and, I had a couple ideas, and she really brought it to life. So, you know, she did a phenomenal job on that.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've talked about on this show. It is about the music. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it's also about the experience and having the album to look at and the liner notes and the artwork and all of that. You know, that's just a big part of it. And I can remember when I would buy an album. We're going to talk about this tomorrow night with David and John Timmons. But when you got that album, man, you went into another world. You were absolutely gone. I mean, you were looking at the artwork, you were thinking about the songs, it was just an experience that I think, and you guys are bringing that back, and a lot of bands are bringing that back, you know, bringing the art back and the whole package, which I think is amazing.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, we have another caller, 585-764. Welcome to John Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to order a pizza. I'm only kidding.
This is Ray Paul, isn't it?
It is, in the flesh. Well, I actually am dressed, but, you know.
Ray, what would you like on that pizza? Double anchovies?
Sausage and onions. And sausage and onions, my favorite one, though.
I'm just thinking about it. Well, you're from New York, so right, upstate New York?
Yeah, western New York, up here. We call it upstate, yeah.
Upstate. Yeah, so you know a little bit about pizza. New York's got some pretty good pizza.
Yeah, we got a lot of good pizza places around here, though. But, yeah, New York pizza, I'll tell you, anytime when I used to take the train to New York, I've taken the train maybe about 8 or 9 times over the last 10 years to New York. You get off the train now Grand Central Station, Penn Station, and there's this tiny little hole-in-the-wall little pizza place. I stop there every time. They got the best pizza I've ever had. It's unbelievable. But anyway, enough of that. I wanted to call and congratulate you.
Well, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. That's really nice of you to call in.
Well, I wanted 1,000 shows is a lot. I'm only up to episode 28 on my my live Facebook stuff. But, yeah.
Well, you're actually, you know, playing music, and that's still a little bit harder, but a lot harder. One thing for the listeners that Ray Paul is an incredible musician. I've had him on several times. Whenever he has new music out, we like to put him on the show.
Maybe 4 or 5, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been awesome. So you do the Facebook thing. Didn't you do one today, I think, right?
I did. You know, because of this pandemic, we haven't been able to do any band shows or concerts or things, and it's been so back in May I started doing this. My drummer in April said to me, you know, you ought to do some of these like online shows, and then, you know, if people want to throw tips in, because,
yep,
you know, there's no gigs and there's no play. In fact, now the summer's over, some places we're having people play outside, but you have to have food along with drinks. You can't go to a bar, and there's a law in New York where you can't even advertise that a band is playing there now.
Wow.
It has to be like incidental music, they're calling it here. It's like
that's
so
wild.
Like, so now we're like all incidental musicians if you happen to be there, but you can't like sell tickets. You can't. I mean, it's a mess, you know. So I started doing them, and it actually, you know, it turned out to be pretty successful. It slowed down as far as the tips go, but you know, what's that?
I think we had someone else coming on.
Hey, what's going on, John?
How's it going? Who do we have?
John, it's Lou Babinga. How are you, buddy, from KL2?
Hey, Lou, it's been a while, man. It's great to hear from you.
Just wanted to call and congratulate you on the 1,000th show.
Well, thank you, Lou. You've been on a few of them. Lou's from St. Louis, Missouri, right?
That's correct, sir. Yeah. Just a busy day, sad day. Eddie Van Halen passed. It's terrible.
Yeah, that is sad because he was just 65 and had a rough battle there with cancer. So that made
right.
me sad.
Right. I'm lucky I got to see him back in 1974, a backyard party, all you could drink for $3, and in Huntington Beach. And that was wild.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And David Lee Roth, he was an a-hole even back then. And matter of fact, I seen him a couple of weeks after that at a house party in Fullerton, California. in somebody's living room, and David Lee Roth didn't even show up for that. But they were all playing just cover songs, you know. I remember him playing Robin Trower and, oh, gosh, ZZ Top. You know, I remember the first time whenever I heard him play ZZ Top at that party, David Lee Roth did not even know the words. He was just making them up as he went along and going, wow, every once in a while, you know. And, so very lucky to have been close in there. And, of course, I play Music Man Eddie Van Halen guitar. Mine's number 5. He has the first 4, so.
Oh, wow.
So,
man,
yep,
that's
that red guitar I have.
Yeah, that's got to be worth something, I would
think.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
even without all that, they're running about $5,000 or something, if you can find one. John Fogerty plays one. He plays a great.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From time to time.
I heard an interview not too long from Eddie, and he was talking about when he was a kid, how he used to just take the guitars apart. He would just take them apart and put them back together.
Right.
And his radio's apart and the television apart. He would, his parents would drive him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He would take everything apart and put everything back together.
Right.
And that's how he understood a guitar. I mean, he knew every part of it. He knew the workings, the physical part. And then, of course, he was pretty...
Sure, that first guitar of his, he called it the Frankenstein. I think it cost him $125 to build it.
Yeah, and he put all
you
the
know.
Different parts on it, didn't he?
Dude, he even wound the pickups himself and then dipped them in hot boiling wax to coat them. You know, I mean, yeah, he's a genius, man.
Yeah, that's
pretty serious.
Sad,
but, yep.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to call in and say congratulations on 1,000 shows. Let's have 1,000 more.
Okay, thanks, Lou. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, John. Goodbye, buddy.
Goodbye.
John, Ray Paul here once more.
Hey, Ray.
I just wanted to, again, thank you for all the support you've given me and my music since I've known you over the last 5 years, I think it's been.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for your support, and you're a real good guy, and I'm just glad to know you. And, you know, between you and you keep the music alive out there for a lot of us independent artists. And,
well,
really
thank you. I have a little story for you, Ray Paul. When I was playing your music, and I was sitting in the kitchen once playing your music, my wife walks in. She was out doing something. She came in. She goes, "Oh, does McCartney have a new song out?"
Is she stealing my music again? Or what?
And I said, "She said that's Paul McCartney." I said, "No, that's Ray Paul. He's going to be on my show." And so I think that's a pretty good compliment.
Well, that's nice. I can't help it. I was born with this voice. I don't
know. No, you have a great voice.
Anyway.
And for people that don't know, go into Ray Paul's Facebook. I'm pretty sure you'll have another Facebook Live coming up soon. And Whimsicality was your last album. It's a great album. And,
well, Whimsicality was the last studio album. Bloody Rubbish was my last one last year. But it was a compilation, but it had some unreleased tracks. I'm working on some new songs, though, writing some stuff, hoping to get back in the studio. Couldn't get up to Terry's at all because they've still got the Canadian border closed. And Terry wanted me to do, you know, some more stuff on his new album, but I couldn't get up there, and I don't have the kind of equipment where I can do it here. So it's been disappointing, and I wanted to do a couple of tracks of my own with Terry. So anyway, the whole thing has been kind of messed up this year. A lot of studios, you know, are not accepting even. I think they're loosening up a bit now, but the ones you know and you like to work in, and those are the best ones, you know, to do your music.
Yeah, so people that are listening know that you're talking about Terry Draper of Clat 2.
Yeah, Terry's an old friend now. Let's see, we're going on, 25 and a half years we've known each other. And lost another good friend this year, Emmett Rhodes.
Yeah.
Didn't lose Terry, but I don't mean it. We didn't lose Terry.
Yeah, Terry, if you're listening, we didn't lose you, buddy. You're still there.
Yeah, buddy. The only thing I've lost is not being able to see you this year. But anyway, yeah, Emmett Rhodes passed away in July, and last year, you know, it was my friend John Wicks, well, 2018 rather, when John passed away from the records.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did that tribute to him. So that was the last thing I've actually put out this year. But listen, I'm going to let you go and let some other people chew your ear off there. And thanks so much again, John. And let's see. Let's continue onward. Let's see if you can hit 5,000, all right?
Okay. We'll shoot for it, buddy. We'll go for 5,000.
All right, John.
All
cheers.
Right. Thanks. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, we have a couple people here. 937-215-4779. Are you on? You're on John Talk Radio. Do you have something to say? Wait a minute. I better. First of all, I got to take them off mute. Hi,
John.
937. Hi.
Yeah, your old buddy from up in Champaign County, Ohio, Bill Perk.
Bill Perk, how you doing, buddy?
I don't know. I'm all right. I just is this really a dream or is it happening?
I think it's happening. What, me
okay.
doing 2,000 shows? That's kind of a dream.
No,
yeah.
No. I want to congratulate you on that part. I'm just saying, since March, I think I've been living a dream. I don't know of a different color.
Yeah, well. I think it was interesting that we just had Ray Paul on, and he's a great musician, and he was saying that he wanted to go and do some studio work up in Canada, but he can't go over there because the borders are closed. And it just sometimes we think things are back to normal, but then Ray says something like that, and it's like, wow, that's pretty serious stuff. But
I
think we can still enter Champaign County, I think.
Yeah, I've been doing the Facebook show. That's about the only thing that's been keeping me going.
Yeah. So how's that been going?
It's been going good. We had 2,000 views on the October show.
Oh, that's great.
So I got to give a shout-out to my buddy Pete Floyd, who is my neighbor of all things, and we just started talking one day in June, and that's how it came to be in July, and we've done one every month at the first of the month at 6:00 p.m. So, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, are they available for replay or so people can go and look at them?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. Just get on Bill Perk Facebook, look me up and hit here's Bill or it's Bill, I guess it is.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you being on, buddy. And your music, he's an incredible musician. I love listening to you every chance I get. So just keep it up and keep playing that music.
Yes. Have you had anybody talk to you about irony for this year?
No.
Okay. Well, here's the irony. I made more money than I ever made in my life in 2019 playing, and I've played 8 times. In 20.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
Feast or famine.
Godspeed to you and to you and the mayor.
Yep, she's right downstairs. She was up here a minute ago.
Good deal. We'll see you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and we have another caller, 864-672-000. Are you there? No, I don't hear. So we still have Bill and we still have David. Let's play a song. So we've got a lot of music. I'm going to be playing the music from this show. I started this show November 15th of 2008. And I've collected quite a few songs. We started off tonight's show with Jeff Clark. He's out of Texas. He's an incredible musician. Was in a band down there called Too Smooth, and we played You Can Make It, and We Can Make It.
I want to hear the Black Owls.
Ooh, I've got them lined up.
There you got somebody on, John.
Yeah. I've got the yeah, there's David. I got the Black Owls lined up here, buddy. I'll play him in
great,
just a minute.
Great.
I got, let's see, another caller. Okay, 614-204-2415. You're on John Talk Radio.
Hey, John. Jeff Tobin here.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really great. And I just wanted to call in to say congratulations on a huge accomplishment, really.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you so much. Jeff Tobin has been on the show many times, from Columbus, a musician. Just has a new album out, and we played it, had you on not too long ago.
Yes, you have.
So, yeah.
Well, I really appreciate the support you've been, not just showing me, but really all the musicians. But it's a terrific thing you're doing. And 1,000 times of anything is pretty remarkable, you know. And putting together a whole show like this is quite an accomplishment. So,
well, thanks, Jeff.
Hats off to you, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to believe. I've been doing this since 2008, and I just kind of thought, wow, okay, I just keep doing it, I guess. I guess if people like you keep making great music, I'll keep doing this show. How's that? Is that a deal?
How did you know it was 1,000 episodes? I mean, have you been tracking this for a while?
Yeah, it's on my software. I have it. I go through Blog Talk Radio, and so they have all these stats. And it comes up and tells you how many listeners and what show it is and all that. So
gotcha.
I have a lot of good information there. And started getting in the 900 and something. I started thinking, wow, okay, let's do a show. Yeah. So that's
Blog Talk ought to give you a gold watch or something like that. You know. Just,
yeah, they should. I'll have to ask them that. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, it's I told some people, my wife and I, her parents live in they live with us now, but they used to live in Point Pleasant, right across from Point Pleasant down the river on the Ohio side. And we went to Mothman. It's this legend of this creature that was down there. And it's really a cool thing. And we went down there to a Mothman festival, which is every September, but not this year, next year. And we went down there, and my wife had a booth, and we were sitting there, and these two guys set up this radio station, 2008, and it was Ghostly Talk Radio, and it was online radio, and they showed me how to do it. And I went home and did it. And there you go.
Is that right? That's how you got started, huh? who was your first guest?
Well, my first musical guest was Kelly Ritchie. Do you know her?
Kelly Ritchie.
Oh, my gosh, man. You got to check her out. She's still playing. She is an incredible guitarist. She plays a Strat. She's mixed between Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And she also plays her own stuff. But she's, she's the one. I asked her, and she said yes. And I thought, oh, is that how it works? I'll just keep asking people. And it was fun. It was I've been friends with her since then, so it's been pretty cool. And she's a really good person.
It shows like yours that are really important, because you know, so sometimes it's hard to find music, new music that you're not really aware of. I mean, certainly there's a Spotify playlist and things like that do help. But in terms of skewing local and this part of the country, you've done a really good job of just introducing me to musicians I never would have heard of otherwise. And,
no, thanks.
So, I mean, that's a great service you do in that way.
Well, it's all fun. I mean, I love doing every second of it. I've gotten to know so many people, and about halfway through, I started thinking, this is a network of musicians. Instead of having a show that I'm trying to like please the masses or anything like that, I just wanted to highlight music. And, you know, I've had different people play on their albums and, hey, I need a harp player, I need this or that, you know, and it's just been it's so cool to do that. I've even been on the liner notes of an album, which is really
good.
Have you?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
and,
what? For episode 1500, you should do a John Talk Radio Festival.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
That would be cool. To have all the different people
cool.
there. Yeah.
Well, not everybody. That'd be a 10-week festival.
There you go, yeah.
You know, invite some of the people you really like that could really do a great job. And, yeah, that would be very interesting. You know, and because it's you skew regional, and that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah.
You know?
People don't realize how much great music there is in the Central Ohio area. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to some of the bands, you know, like the Muffs and Scrawl and all these different bands that played in Columbus that made it, had record deals. And and there's all these really cool Facebook pages, websites of all these guys that are still playing, and they'll get on and talk to you. And I've talked to a bunch of people working on getting Willie Phoenix back on. He's been on the show, and he's got a new album out. So,
yeah. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I have not.
Yeah,
he's,
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet either. He's supposed to send it to me.
Oh,
I guess. But, yeah, and it's like, I don't know, a couple times a week maybe I get new music, which is just, like, incredible. It's like a dream come true to hear new music and to be able to just listen to it, because that's been my thing, Jeff, is always wanting to hear something new. You know, I love the old music of the 60s and 70s. I've got a whole room full of it. But I love hearing new music, and that's why people like you keep making the music, man. I keep playing it, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm happy to be part of it. I really am honored to have been part of your family, your musical family here. And it's been a great ride so far.
Yeah, it's going good, and just keep making the music. And I love doing it. And I started doing the 15-minute music breaks, which really are working out good, and playing different people and putting some themes together there, and people are, like you said, they're hearing music and they're asking me, who is that? You know, I've never heard that before. I like that. That's pretty cool.
I just jotted down Ray Paul, who sounds like Paul McCartney. I'm gonna go check this guy out.
Oh yeah, Ray's amazing. He's like
there you go.
Yeah, he's been playing. He can tell stories, man. He lived in California for a long time in the recording industry, and he's got quite a few stories. And he's good. I really like him. And somebody, there's like the veins of musicians, and they all know each other, and they'll say, hey, listen to this, or hey, listen to that. And that's what happened with him. And he had his own record company for a while. I don't know if he still does or not. Permanent Press Records.
Huh.
And yeah, so it's just like really cool, and you get all this music, and we're going to play some. Yeah.
Cool. Well, listen, buddy, I'm going to go, but I just wanted to drop in and say congratulations and thanks for all your support, and I want to call back on episode number 2000.
No, that sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. All right,
take
Karen. You take care. Bye bye.
You too. And is there anyone else on the line that would like to say hi? Okay, I think we're going to do a music break now. You're listening to John Talk Radio. This is John Darlington. We are on our 1,000th episode of John Talk Radio. And, we heard from the Striped Bananas from Duncan and Tell. So let's play one of their songs. This is Blue Generation from Striped Bananas, and we'll be right back. Roses round the trees, flowers.
Old boy and his wife went on one of them couples weekends, a getaway, if you will. They went to Cincinnati, and they went across the bridge there and took in the aquarium and was going to go back to the motel for a while and rest up, and then was going to try to hit the zoo by the lights. Well, when they got back to the motel, they got in a terrible argument, and after about 45 minutes of quarreling, he just called down to the front desk, and he said, is there any way I can get maintenance up here? Clerk says, sir, what do you need maintenance for? He said, oh, me and my wife, we've been in a terrible squabble for the last 45 minutes, and I need maintenance. She said, sir, we can probably provide you with a counselor or a minister, somebody like that. He says, oh, no. He says, I need maintenance. She's threatening to jump out the window, and I can't get the window up. When trouble surrounds us, and evil comes, the body grows weak, and the spirit grows numb. Though these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He'll send down his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to water that day, he was baptized in the usual way. When John baptized Jesus, God gave him his son, and he sent down his love on the wings of a dove.
of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted, Noah, y'all know about Noah, I'm sure. Noah, he took all the animals in pairs, two by two on that ark. Well, he didn't take them all in pairs, because he took the worms in apples. Some of you may remember Noah's wife. She was Joan of Arc. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Yes, trouble he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. God sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Yeah, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. You came along in the still of my life, walking the way I was wrong. All right, I was a fool. You were the reason for
driving west through Texas on a bright spring day. My Buick lumbering slowly down the highway when suddenly I spied an armadillo sitting on a rock wearing a tiny cowboy hat. So I stopped the car and wandered over. The armadillo said, "How do you do?" "Well, I'm fine, and may I say I truly admire your tiny cowboy hat." "Why, thank you," said the armadillo, "and I quite like your shiny snakeskin boots." We conversed for an hour or so until I finally had to bid adieu. Me with a tiny cowboy hat, and him with shiny snakeskin boots. I've seen the oceans glow, I've seen the night skies all ablaze, and I see magic everywhere. Jackie hit me with an empty bottle of 18-year-old whiskey on the head. Said, "What'd you do that for?" she said, "I only wanted to see if you were dead." Well, I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of knowing she was right. So I loaded up the Buick and drove away into the starry night. Later I saw Jackie on the highway. I said, "Do you need a ride?" She turned her gaze towards me, and with the eyes of a child, she started to cry. I've seen the fall and rise, I've seen the seeds of the divine, and I see magic. Shadows paint the land. I can see my spirit in the rocks and saguaros and sand. There is something in these people and these canyons that always set me free. But the more I try to understand and comprehend, the less I see. I've walked the fabled steps, I've peered into the blinding sun, and I see magic, magic everywhere. I see magic everywhere.
And that was Andy Rost with, let's see, that was Rusty Old River. And before that, we heard Jeff Tobin with I See Magic. And let's see, then before that, we've got Jeff Tobin, Andy Rost. We played the Black Owls, Striped Bananas, Jeff Clark. This is John Talk Radio. We have somebody on the line here, 614-315. Welcome to John Talk Radio.
Hey, John, it's Andy and Vicky from Son of Dribble.
Hi.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling.
How's it going?
It's going great, man. It's
happy. What is it? What do you consider a thousand show? What is that considered?
You know, like gold or silver or something? I don't know.
It's like, yeah.
Platinum for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gold and silver and platinum. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. We play your music a lot. And how are things going? You got anything new coming up or any pandemic gigs or any record store day things going on? Or?
Well, it's, you know, been slow since pandemic. But, yeah, we did we had some shows scheduled in March that got called off, and then since then we filmed a part for a film that we don't know, probably coming out next year. That looks pretty good. Some young, slick filmmakers approached us about using our music, and then we filmed some strange scenes for it. So we'll see how it gets cut. And then
we look like monsters.
Yeah, we look really cool in it. And then we played the 934 Gallery Fest last month. That went okay. It was a live stream. The streaming sound wasn't great, but we had a good time playing for the first time in 9 months or whatever it had been. So that was fun. And then now we're just working on a new album. So we're actually
we're on our way to practice right now.
Yeah. So we're actually doing kind of demos and doing it real slow, which is not usually our MO. We're taking our time and doing like a song a week, and then we're going to go back and re-record them with us. Maybe some kind of professional sound engineer and try to put out a new album next year sometime.
Yeah, that's great. You guys, it just keep going because this has been such a weird, I can't even put it into words how weird this year has been. It's like I'm reading a Stephen King novel and a David Cronenberg movie. And it's like
you're living with Stephen King now.
Yeah, I'm in it, and it's I don't like it. And so, take me
it's
out of this.
It's a shifted reality for sure, and but we're trying to make the most of it and stay creative. And you know, if anything, it's given us time to put things in perspective too. I think so. That's good.
We really
appreciate all the support, John. You've always we love you, and we appreciate it
yeah,
so much. All the support.
I love you guys too.
Our first interview was back in 2017, before Vicky was even in the band. Back in the old days. I don't know how many episodes ago that was, but 3.5 years or so, I guess.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Yeah. I mean, talking to people that. It's been 10 years since I've talked to him. Lou called him from St. Louis, and it was like, wow, that was probably 7-8 years ago, and it's just so much fun talking to all the musicians. It's been
cool.
Incredible. Yeah, and I was just talking to one musician, Ray Paul, who's in New York, and he was saying he had some time scheduled to work in a studio with Terry Draper from Klaatu, and he's in Toronto, but he couldn't go because the border is closed. And I thought, how weird is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what? The border's closed. When did they do that? It's awful. Oh, man. But guys, keep making great music. I love it. And I've been playing it. And I'll keep playing it. And that's the coolest thing about this show. There is no censorship. Nobody tells me what to do. You just play it, and as long as I get permission from the musicians, that's what it's all about. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love listening, John. Congratulations. Thanks. Keep doing you, and much peace and love.
Oh, and rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
he's
just
a big Eddie Van Halen fan, so we got to say
Van
rest
Halen
in peace.
Fan, yeah.
That's
he's
very sad.
Yeah.
Yep.
He earned his wings.
He sure did. He sure did. Well, guys, take care. Thank you.
You as well, John.
Thanks
be
so
good.
Much,
be
John.
Safe. Love you.
Love you, too. And let's
bye.
Play
bye.
Some bye. Son of Dribble. You guys be safe. And this is Son of Dribble, Painting the Head. We'll be right back.
Your knees. promise. Today I set you free. I'm empty. A little piece of me has died today, and I'm saving all my bullets for someone with your name. I'm shaking. Every bit of me is frozen cold, and I'm saving all my bullets for the day you come.
That's Question Mark and the Mysterians with Funky Lady. What a really cool song. Had a couple of really good shows with Q Mark, Question Mark, and the Mysterians. Interviewed him. And
they're out there on podcasts. Really good stuff, man. Played some music that hadn't been played before for a long time, and we were able to do it and be able to talk to Question Mark, and we had a great time doing it. That was Funky Lady. We heard KL2. That's Luba Benga's band with Bunny Sigler. That's a heart-pulling, heart-wrenching song for me. Bunny Sigler was on the show two or three times, one of the coolest guys ever. He was one of the architects of the Philly soul sound. And that was Ave Maria, and that was him singing the whole thing, and it was amazing. And he actually, in an interview that I had with Bunny, he started singing that without, you know, just singing it, and it was incredible. He passed away a couple of years ago. And it's just, man, it was great talking to him. What an incredible talent. That was Bunny Sigler. And then we played, let's see, I'm writing things down everywhere. Baca Beyond, there's a big story about that. Martin Craddock and Sue Hart using the different sounds of the Celtic sounds and the sounds from Cameroon, Africa, and had a great time interviewing them. And then Bloodthirsty Virgins, and then we played, Son of Dribble, and Annie Rost, and Jeff Tobin, and just some Bill Perk, and some amazing, you're getting to hear some of the music that just has blown my mind through the years. Thank you so much for listening. This is John Talk Radio. This is John Darlington. This is our 1,000th episode, and it just blows my mind that we're just going to keep doing it. Thank you so much. I love you guys. We're going to go out tonight with Sweetie Jones. This is from the late 50s, and I got a chance to interview Homer Scarborough. And man, a lot of good stories here. Everybody have a great night. Love each other. And we'll talk to you later.